through with it, and I put it down like that. And then I come along and pick it up again and read. And I have it lying on the floor, and I have it lying there. Look at Miss Carr's book. She just keeps the whole place messed up with books. Well, that, if you take all that away from me, you've taken my life away from me.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really matter either. It's,
what?
It doesn't hurt the books to be that way, so.
Well, what is a house without it's lived in? Mm-hmm. Why should it be so spent yesterday cleaning some rugs. I spent yesterday moving mattresses. Mm-hmm. And all like that, and cleaning rugs, and I got to clean that rug and that. But to me, that's a chore. To me, that's a chore.
Well, I wanted to ask you also about the religion, religious background of both sets of your grandparents.
All right. I'm a Baptist, mm-hmm. and a pretty hot one. I believe in the creed and the doctrine of the Baptist faith. But I think the people saved in every denomination. I don't dispute that.
Mm-hmm. And your parents, were they Baptists, both of them?
My mother and my grandmother Chandler's people were all Methodists, but she joined the Baptist Church with Grandpa Chandler, and he was a Mason. Back in his day, my husband was a Mason too, and I'm an Eastern Star. So, my mother's people, what did I start telling you?
I asked about the religious.
My grandma Chandler's people were all Methodists. She joined the church with him. My daddy's mother was a hot Baptist, and she could quote the Bible from one end to the other. And they pulled on, back in that day, they would go out during a revival, and they said, "Come on, Dan." Talk about, "Come on, Dan." And they drove him away from the church. That'll do it with anybody. They drove him away from the church. Well, she prayed for him, and she prayed for him, and she begged him to be a Christian, and he would do it. He wouldn't do it, but he was a good man. He didn't curse, he didn't drink, he didn't know anything about drinking. Never touched whiskey. And
now this was your father?
That's my daddy. But you know, just before he died, about 2 years before he died, and he died, he was 76, I think. About 2 years or 3 years before he died, he asked my mother. I always thought he was a Christian, but he did not. But he asked my mother if she would walk with him up to the front of the church. Hmm. And she said yes. And he was baptized, and he was feeble too.
Hmm. But was your mother a Baptist then?
Yeah, and she'd been nagging at him too. And you know, that won't do. You can't nag anybody into it. I never did do that with him, but she did.
And your husband is?
His people were all Methodists. And when we married, he hadn't joined any church. But he leaned towards the Methodists, and his grandparents thought you disgraced if you didn't belong to Methodist church. You're just completely disgraced. They wouldn't let two of their children join the Baptist church, and I don't think they ever joined any. But anyway, he asked me would I go to the Methodist church, and I told him I would not. That I had been brought up in the Baptist faith. I'd gone to a Baptist college, and I had it too deeply ingrained in me. And I didn't dislike the Methodist, but I was not going to. He was not instilled in it. He was not trained in it, and it wasn't going to hurt him to come with me.